So help me. Bring me tools so I can crack open this karma bubble of peace and let peace come out. In this physical world, we don't just use blessing power, divine power, but we need tools as well. We need tools. It works more effectively. So the Buddha, he didn't have any army, nor did he want to. So the army of the enemy country would just swoop into their country, kill, murder, and torture his clan till no end. But even the Buddha would not try to use weapons. So he used his own tools. He blessed the people who died afterward. And he also himself personally went onto the street and sat there as a symbol of peace and the expression of peace-loving and wanting peace for the country. But that's not enough. That's not enough of a physical instrument to go against that war. And nowadays, that country would either negotiate, have to bribe them with something to stop the war, or have to push the whole armies out to fight and die in the battlefield until everyone dies, no more, and then have so-called peace afterward. Meanwhile, both countries are torn in different pieces. People are dying. Harvests are burnt. Businesses are closed. Schools are affected. So the country is in chaos. And people are suffering mentally, psychologically, emotionally also, not just physically, huh? What good can it do to our world? Even if you are a country leader and your country wins the war at the end, so what then, huh? What can you have? You can have 10 of the most expensive suits a day? For what? You can have the most advanced technology in your presidential palace. You can have hundreds of the most expensive and high-tech cars. And you can eat 10 meals a day. You live in a luxury building. So what then? You die at the end too. And with horrible punishment in hell because you caused suffering to people, including children and elderly people. You gain nothing, really. As Lord Jesus said, what good is it to a man if he wins the whole world but loses his own soul? Because that is very important. You will no longer exist if your soul is to be annihilated or imprisoned or locked in hell forever. Because as you sow, so shall you reap. Everything is like that. You plant an apple seed, you will have an apple tree. And when you have an apple tree, you will have apple fruit. Like that. If you plant a poisonous tree, you will have poison. And it might affect you even. Okay? All right. There's not much more that you don't know. Just have to practice it. You have to take the teachings of all the religious masters that you believe in, practice them, take them out, analyze them, and use what is wise and beneficial to you. Because no matter how many books you read, you can't be a doctor if you don't practice. Yeah? God gave us so much in fruits, in vegetables, to build a beautiful body and to clear the intelligent mind and to nourish the spiritual advancement so that you can be a saint, a Buddha. But if you don't practice them, you don't take what God gives us as a nutritious gift, then you will not be healthy to begin with. And your mind will not be clear enough to perceive what is truth, what is false. That's why many fake masters can take money from you, can molest your children even, and lead you to hell by believing their fake doctrines and their unintelligent logic and a devilish kind of mental and physical example of teaching. Yeah, it will only lead you to ruin and hell at the end. When you know God, you don't need anything else. God will tell you what to eat, what to drink, what medicine you take even when you're sick. It's just that if you take on the karma of the world, then you will not always be as well as you want to be, or as God intended for you to be. It's just, if you want to pay for somebody else's karma, especially the whole world's karma, and war karma, peace karma, then, you know, you just have to take whatever comes out of it. The real principle of practicing spiritually is just mind your own business. Don't make war with anybody. Don't even care about interfering with war to make peace. Just look inside all the time. Just do what you have to do in the world. Look inside for the light, for God. Being with God, pray to God, worship God, love God. That's all you have to do in order to escape from the bubble that imprisons you. Anytime you interfere with somebody else's karma or business, you will suffer at least half of it. That's why many masters don't interfere with political war and peace kind of events. And even if you walk outside, you see the world, but don't see it. Just look inside. Always remember God. Remember your goal to go home, to be liberated forever from this suffering. Then, for sure, you will achieve that goal. But you see, some of the masters cannot bear to see others suffering in ignorance and feebleness, vulnerability. So the master tries to help and takes on so much karma upon himself or herself. And to interfere in the world, wow, you cannot imagine how big the karma is. That's why you read many stories of the past masters. They don't interfere with other people's karma. They only take care of their so-called disciples, whoever came to them and asked for spiritual guidance. And sometimes they're so sincere, but even the old master, they don't accept them right away. Like the case of Milarepa and his master, Marpa. So most of the masters, they don't interfere with the world's troubles at all because they know it might be useless if the world's people don't follow them, don't do exactly what the universal law requires in this physical world, then it's useless. And the master will take on enormous karma for not much use. But some masters just have compassion and love. They cannot bear their children's suffering because the world's people, the world's beings are like children to them. That's how much love they have. They suffer as much as the world's people suffer. They suffer as much as the animal people suffer or any other being suffer. It just pains their hearts. Sometimes it's unbearable, so they cannot just ignore it. The person that you take care of most is yourself, right? So if you're in pain, you go take medicine or see the doctor, you know, hoping that you will get well again. Similarly, the master has to find a way to cure her suffering or his suffering by trying to stop the suffering of others in the world because they are one with all beings on the planet, just like they are one with God. They have all the blessing, the power, and they try to use it to stop the suffering of the world's beings. And that's how their own suffering also will cease or be minimized. Okay, you know a lot already about all this. I'm just reminding you, hoping that you will wake up and remember all the logic, all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all the best qualities that you have within you, and use them. May the reunited Trinity, who is one now, with utmost power and love, bless us all to be decent, loving, good humans, and finally, as soon as possible, be greatly enlightened become saints, become Buddhas, and go home to the true home, not this illusionary bubble prison that we call home here on earth. Amen. May you all be well and enlightened very, very fast. Amen. Love you all. Love, love, love you all so much. So much. More than I love myself even.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.